You are listening to a digitally remastered class of Rav Yochanan Zweig, Rosh HaYeshiva of the Talmudic University of Florida. This class is from the Robert L. and Rhoda Lipton Foundation Audio Library. For more information, please call 305-534-7050, or you can visit our website at www.talmudicu.edu.
A nice thing to do, talking about sukkahs tonight. First of all, the minig is that Matzai Yontif is supposed to be misak and begin fixing up the sukkah. So I figure those that have a sukkah, they can do that. And that will do nishalim parms for saying them. We'll be yotzei to doing something about hilchas sukkah. It actually chaps enough gemina what the reasons are. The Ramah brings the reason to do this is because you should go mi mitzvah le mitzvah. That's a lot from the Ramah. You should go from mitzvah le mitzvah. Really, the mocker of that's a maril. I think his actual lashon is just go mechaya lechoyo. Then there's a little prop, needs a little bit of explanation, the Ramah. Mitzvah, mitzvah, that's his lashon. Brings from the Mario. I think the lashon, the way it's quoted, is to go mechaya lechoyo. I think the difference between mitzvah and mitzvah, mechaya lechoyo, is the mitzvah, mitzvah, the shalom, I'm pretty sure, brings me down mechaya lechoyo. That if it's mitzvah, mitzvah, it's to go for, you just got to finish one mitzvah, you go to another mitzvah. If you say mechaya lechoyo, it's an improvement. Chaya lechoyo is an aliyah. Chaya lechoyo doesn't mean to make a parallel move, it means to make a vertical move. I like to understand why sukkah is mechaya lechoyo, what's nogeya the halacha of Yom Kippur. And it's hard to believe that this could be mechaya lechoyo of Yom Kippur. That's why I said chaps nafkimi. If it's mitzvah le mitzvah, could be then you talk of it, then it's to do another mitzvah, you have to build a sukkah. So learning, I guess, is okay too, but if it's mechayel ochoyel, then it's normally the union of sukkahs is taka greater than the union of Yom Kippur. Let's see if we'd like to get some kind of understanding of that. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, is also fun. What's the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah? You should eat and drink the yoshein umetayo. Okay, I understand eating, drinking, sleeping. In fact, that's the minimum shear of a sukkah, has to be 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, which is just bekoshi enough to sleep too. But matayo means to walk. It's such a funny language that the Ramah brings from the tour. A sukkah is not a place to walk around. I mean, it's not there. Nobody, if you have a pretty good sized sukkah, nobody would think of taking a stroll in the sukkah. So it's like very interesting that the lashon is you should be oichel v'shosa v'yoshen matayo. It's a funny language. Also, is bothering me that it's interesting that on sukkahs we have ushpizin on sukkahs. In fact, I just saw that the Shalosh says what you're supposed to do with the ushpizin is you're supposed to invite the ushpizin, and the food that you would have otherwise given to the ushpizin, you should give to the aniyim. Just another inyan. What was bothering me is how come we don't have that inyan on Pesach? On Pesach we say kol dichvin yaseh v'yechol by the Seder. But the rest of the Pesach, we have no din of ushpizin. What is so unique about sukkahs that there's a din of ushpizin? Also, there's a question that's bothered me. I can't tell you how many years. This must have bothered me for a quarter of a century, this kasha. Though I had a shtickle to hear in this. At least 25 years. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Sukkah says, like, you shouldn't, it's a holy place, you should be involved in Divrei Torah and other things. The Kolshkin, you shouldn't speak Lashon Hara in the Sukkah. So like, there's a little bothering me now. The Mishnah Berurah. So I'm telling you, it's the first time I saw it, it's a more from a rave, you know. You know, he had a chance to talk, he was going to sell him, you know, Shmiras HaLashon. But it always bothered me. It's such a fabulous say for the Mishnah Berurah that it doesn't fit, it doesn't pass. I mean, you know, it's like you tell the person you're not supposed to be mafsik. Kolshkin, don't talk Lashon Hara, you know. Don't be mafsik between tefillin and tefillin, kol shkein don't speak lashon hara. I mean, he's not going to say that over there. There's no mokum for that over there. So what is he saying over here? He's throwing in Hilchos Sukkah. Don't talk Lashon Hara. What kind of, what's he trying to tell us? The well-known Medrash Tanchuma says that the four minim, the lulav has the esrog has tam and reyach, and the lulav has tam and no reyach, and the das has reyach and no tam, and the arava has neither. So it always bothered me. What's the pshat? The lulav, where's the tam of the lulav? The lulav doesn't have tam. The date has tam. We don't take the date. We take the lulav. So why is the lulav? Because it comes from a date tree. It's like very funny. The lulav itself does. So why do we have like the lulav isn't a symbol of tam? It's unique tam. So then make sure the lulav has a tumor attached to it. So what are you saying? The lulav is that's the part of the tree that has no tam. So how could that be the thing, which is the symbol of having tam? Then there's a gemara. In general, the halacha is in din of sukkah that you're supposed to be very careful. You bring into the sukkah. You bring in kelim hanoim. Matzos hanos besukkah, klei shtia that is nice, but that you're not even supposed to leave around klei achila after you finish eating shouldn't be there, pots and pans that also should be outside the sukkah, not in the sukkah itself. In fact, the Balaam Mora says in sukkahs that if that's in the sukkah, you're not yotzei mitzvah achilas of yeshiva sukkah. But if you have that in the sukkah, it's like it's mamash mevatel the mitzvahs of sukkah. You're not yotzei the mitzvah, he says. But what bothers me is like this: even though the Gemara is bringing it for a brisa, but it's clear that if the brisa tells us this, that this must have been a minig yisrael. In fact, a lot of people have this minig in their sukkah. If you decorate the sukkah with embroidered things that are embroidered. Linen that are decorated, today. So they maybe it's not that expensive. You're ready to rain, so they have all kind of decorations. Then all of a sudden, you hang up a little some nuts, almonds, walnuts, other kind of fruits, pomegranates, grapes, wines, fat, oils, flowers. So then it says you're not allowed to use them till after the last day of Yom Tov. Okay, that's Taloch. But certainly if the Braisa says, uses these examples, it must be that's a minig Yisrael to do that. Now Sukkah is supposed to be to Teshuv came to Dura. If you bring in a nice fancy chandelier, I understand. But can you imagine going to somebody's dining room and there's pomegranates hanging from the floor, some walnuts hanging down, some grapes hanging down. It's if the halach of sukkah is teshuv shein kedura, you should bring in a chandelier. Not you should be bringing in the minig yisrael. And this is if it's in the brisa, it must be it's minig yisrael. I mean, they won't tell you the halacha; they're telling you it was 1,000 years. I mean, it's 2,000 years already. The gemara is written, so it must be telling you that was a minig yisrael. What kind of minig yisrael? It's not. Nobody has that stuff hanging down from their dining room. That was bothering me another very stark akasha. There's halacha that mitzvah is potter from sukkah. A person's mitzvah, he's potter from sukkah. Other than Laila Rishina, even that's a machwa. Certainly the other times mitzvah is potter from sukkah. Mitzvah means I'm uncomfortable there. It's raining, it's not quite geschmack, it's not, and you're not talking about it's health problem, it's just uncomfortable. My food gets a little ruined. The soup gets, I don't have a time of eating there. Or it's very hot, very cold. Mitzvah is part of the sukkah. Not health issues. In all the Kol HaTorah Kula, the Mishnah says, Lefum Tzara Agra. The greater the effort, the greater the schar. So how could there be a halacha in sukkah, mitzvah? It goes mamash totally against the whole notion of Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula, there's a din of mitzvah potter. There's a din of mitzvah potter. And in Kol HaTorah Kula, lefum tzar agra for kid, more schar. And here it says the opposite. It says someone who sits in the sukkah b'shas sheyored gishamim is nikra hedyet.
He's a fool. He's a simpleton. Parkeri should be. That should be a chassid. Good, you're potter, but he's going lefnei mishur sadin. It's lefnei. It's lefum tsara agra. He's getting more schar. It should be an inyan. It should be an inyan. And by the way, there's some chassidim. I don't want to mention who, but they have the following custom. That mitzvah, that yored gishomim is potter min asukah. So it says nikra hedjit. They say it's still better to be called the head you're in the sukkah than outside the sukkah. I don't know. To me, if Chazal call you head yet, it's better not to be called what Chazal call you head yet. Anyway, but that's. And then there's a few very sophisticated kashas here. And these are also for very stark kashas here, also. On one hand, we have an enormous amount of halachas in sukkah that are all imaginary. We have doifen akuma. The wall is... No. Pretend the wall goes like this. It's not a wall. The wall's here, and that's the roof. No. That's a wall. You have a wall this high. No. Pretend the wall is... goes up. Good asik. You know, just make believe. The sukkah is on all different levels. The chavit rami. Make believe. You need three walls, shtayim, two walls, and a tefach. Make believe. On one hand, you have all this make believe by sukkah, and on the other hand, you have hilchos and binyan. I mean, if you want to make a building, then everything should be real. And if it doesn't have to be real, then everything should be make believe. What do I need a sukkah for? Let me sit down. You know, I'm sitting in a sukkah. There's so much make believe by sukkah. You have lavud. You have dofen akuma. I mean, some halachas are mamish only sukkadik. Dofen akuma. Mamish is only chavit rami. These are only sukkadik halachas. Some of the other halachas are shtayim kilchasan. You need three, it's only two. What's the shot? What kind of game are we playing over? On the other hand, you have very strict. No, but it has to be 10 tvachim. And if it's off the ground, you can't say good asik mechitzas. The halacha, you can't say good asik. You have all kind of make believe halachas, and on the other hand, you have very strict halachas. If it's a reality, it should be a reality, and if it's not a reality, so what kind of monkey business is this to make up all kind of? I mean, they're all halacha Moshe Sinai's, but it has to be give us some understanding of what the mitzvahs of a sukkah is. On one hand, there's very strict building code. On another hand, everything's make believe in a sukkah. You know, tell somebody you have to sit in a place where there's three walls, and the he comes in there, the wall goes to here, and over there the schach, that's a wall, and then it's not even a wall, it's a few vertical, but that's lovely. It's not, and I thought three walls, you got two and you got one pole hanging down over there, far away. That's the whole thing is unbelievably sphere. Right, I think we have some very stark akasha. I'll go through them real quickly. We have akasha. Why is the maru? Where's the mechayel achoyel of why is sukkah more than yom kippur? Then we have the lashon the ramah letayel b'sukkah, which is from the tour, which is very hard to hear. What's the chavetz chaim's from kite all of a sudden here? The yisur lashon har. What's the din of how come there's a shpizin in sukkah? How do we have a din of mitzar, which is against the halach of lefum tsara agra? How couldn't there be a din of lulav that tam eitzos katam pirio? Excuse me, that lulav has tam and no reach. What's up? This lulav has tam. It's lulav has no tam. The tree has the tam. The dates have the tam, but so we don't take the dates. So how come that? Also, what kind of mini gisrael is this to hang down? To hang different fruits hanging down from the ceiling. It doesn't make sense. You should have things that you do in the house. You should have nice fixtures, nice chandeliers. And then on one hand we have the whole union of sukkah, we have that the thing is real, and on the other hand we have all these halachah Moshe Sinai's that if a person doesn't know, he has to almost make believe it looks like a sukkah, it looks like a house. I mean, it's even a little bit more than that. It's really, the Gemara says like this, the Gemara says the psukim sound like you need four. For osa hilchasa, I mean, even if you read the psukim, basukas, for osa hilchasa, the hilch halacha takes away from what's even written in the Torah. According to Shammai, it's four, technically. Three in the Tefach. It's very interesting. I saw today, I didn't realize that that's... must be brought down. I mean, the Shalosh says that maybe it's brought down the Ramah. I don't think so. That after the din of Zekhei Livyan Vehu, Achatchili, you should have a Sukkah of four. Altsider Mitzvah. I think we'll discuss it. We'll see what well, that has to be Mukhach. A very interesting word. Just like I hear it, what bothers me to say that there's a, it's not only, it's a lachatchil, it's a mitzvah to have of zeh keli v'yan vehu, to make, to beautify the mitzvah, sukkah noah. So what the Gemara says, sukkah noah, is all those kind of, nice sukkah. So he says, that's also meaning, so you should have a sukkah made out of four walls. Also zeh keli v'yan vehu. Let me see, my instinct says that's not so poshut. First of all, we don't find that in the Gemara. And secondly, if there's so many imaginary halachas, well, why make the imaginary halachas? Tell me, no, but there's a mitzvah to go against the imaginary halachas. It needs some kind of explanation. I'll say pshat like this. The kasha that, these were all kashas that over the years bothered me. The kasha that I found the most of all these kashas that drove me, that there had to be an answer. The philosophical kasha of halachas, that's a philosophical kasha, but one kasha I just couldn't get away from myself. I couldn't get away from the kasha of mitzvah. How could it be that the din of sukkah is against every mitzvah? Here mitzvah is a head, in every other place mitzvah is a bal madrega, lefum tzara aga. I was thinking like this. I think there's a Gemara that gives us some hesed on this. The Gemara says, Navodah Zarah, that the Goyim come to Ribbono Shel'olam, Yitnu Eidem V'Yitzdaku, the Goyim to come to Ribbono Shel'olam, give us the Torah again. And we'll do it. Amar La HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shoytim Sheboila, you fools. Misha Tarach Barav Shabbos, Yoichol B'Shabbos. Whoever makes effort, Erev Shabbos, he'll eat on Shabbos. Misha Loi Tarach Barav Shabbos, Yoichol B'Shabbos, you didn't make any effort, so we're going to have Schar Lom Haba. Just like if you don't have anything for the week unless you're prepared. You don't have anything for the next life unless you did some preparation. What if it's too late? He says, but afal pikin, even so, mitzvah kali yeshli, v'sukkah shema. I have an easy mitzvah. Go make it. So really, there's no real opportunity, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says, gave the Goyim a chance, because he didn't want them to have a taina. So everyone went, and they built a sukkah on the top of their roof. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu magdor alayim chama, brought the sun burning down, and each one kicked their sukkah and left. Kadosh Baruch Hu not giving them a fair chance. So no, Yidden have the same thing, because sometimes it's very hot by the Yidden. Tsar. So Tsar is also potter, and it's Tsar is potter in a sukkah, so what are you complaining with the Goyim? So what it says, he the potter, Enochinami, Jew is potter, but he doesn't give the sukkah, he doesn't kick the sukkah on the way out. What's the Gemara saying over here? What's the pshat here that the Goyim kicked the sukkah on the way out? Why is this the one test of all the mitzvahs? Why is this the test of all the one test of the mitzvahs that the Goyim all of a sudden are being tested for? This becomes the test that if they pass this test, then they get Olam Haba. If they don't pass this test, they have nothing. Why is Sukkah the one mitzvah? Let's think like this. The Gemara says in the Dharm about the test. The Gemara says like this. Shlokish says, "Ein Gehenim Loilam Haba." There's no such thing as Gehenim.
El HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moitzi Chama Minatik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the sun out of its orbit. Tzadikim Misrapim Bo Rishayim Nidoinim Bo. That there's no such thing as Gehenna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes out the sun. The Tzadikim are cured by this, and the Rishayim are singed by this. They get punished by this. I understand the pshat is because that's referring to the Or HaGonos. The Or HaGonos means the light of the original light, that the primordial light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put away in Maisa Bereishis. What is that light? That light is the biggest hisgalus of Elikus. Light itself is in the Bria, the thing which is closest to Kaviyocho. It's the biggest gilui of Kaviyocho. Why? Because light is, after you have time and space, light is the thing which has the least gashmius. Even physicists have an argument whether light even has particles. Some say it's only waves. There's almost nothing, there's almost no physical substance to light. And as everything gets further and further away in the Bria from Bereishis Barot, each creation is more gashmius. There's a greater richuk. So the thing which is the greatest gilui, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala himself, or kesalma, right? Or kesalma, that he reflects light. Light is what is the thing when we to sense the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's reflected through light. That's the Or HaGonos. He covers himself. He's with light, because light is the thing which is the closest to him. That in creation, that's the thing which is the physical thing, which is which has the highest degree of spirituality. That's why we use it for also, or Torah Mechayehu. That's the Lashon HaGemara. The lost love of the aura of Torah gives a person his eternity. So light is that thing. So the pshat, that's the Gemara in the Dharm. So I understand what the Gemara is saying in Avodah Zarah is also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moitzi Chama Min Artika to the Goyim, which means, what is it? He's taking out a Gilui of himself. This is Lost Lover. And the Goyim will say, we want a chance. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a chance. And the reason it doesn't work, and so what is the, what they get, the chance they get is, it's the Or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing himself to them that are sitting in the Sukkah. And the Goyim find that totally uncomfortable, and therefore they kick and they leave. Which means what the Gemara is telling us is, it's not the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just testing them with a mitzvah. The tachlis and purpose of the Mesilas Yesharim of all the mitzvahs is what? To be nena miziv shechinoso. In order to the ziv, ziv of the shechina is chamo min artika. That's the ziv of the shechina. That's the shine of the shechina. So the goyim are now being given. What do you want? You want the mitzvahs because you want the reward. Okay, this is the reward. This is the reward, and they don't want the reward. This is not something they want. That this because Rishayim is nidayim, but they don't feel comfortable in the presence of the Or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't want that. Which means
the Or is mashma that this is the trial to see
that's
if,
right.
if they deserve it.
No, no, I'm not saying, but it's a much tiefer word. No, that's the whole word. It's not the trial to see. It's the
choice. Directly,
yeah, but he's showing them. But that's what he's showing them. He's showing them that they're not shayach to the union of schar. But of course, you're right. It's the mitzvah. That's the whole word of sukkah too. Sukkah is the word of Gan Eden. The whole word of sukkah is. It's exactly, that's the mitzvah that is the probah, that's the mitzvah, that's the test for Gan Eden too. That's both, though. In other words, it's the schar itself, but it's because it's the schar, it's the ultimate schar, but therefore that's what the mitzvah of sukkah is also. The mitzvah of sukkah is that we should have the opportunity to taste, to experience a sense of Gan Eden in this world. That's what sukkah is. Therefore sukkah is really a gan. That's exactly what it is. It's a garden. The mitzvah of a sukkah's garden, according to a lot of Rishonim, you have to be able to see the stars. So that's the pshat, because it's mamish, you're supposed to be able to see the shechina. You're supposed to be able to sense the shechina. You're supposed to be able to, because it's a mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us an opportunity that we should experience a sense of hashros hashechina in our, each person in his own chuppah, each person in his own dira. Which, by the way, now we explain, surely, of what comes after Yom Kippur. Now, Yom Kippur is the Dirshu Hashem B'Motzo. Dirshu Hashem B'Motzo. Right? And now there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to us. And there's an internal sense of coming. Sukkos is the ability to have a feeling and to sense Kaviyochel's presence even from the external world, to feel, to sense Kaviyochel's presence. So therefore it's talk like the Maharil says,
not like the Ramah quotes, it's Mechayel Ochoyel. Which, by the way, then we get to understand with the Lashon L'tayel. But Tayel is the Lashon to be Metayel with us in Gan Eden. That's the Lashon in Chazal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Anoichi Etayel Ba'oilich Eschem Koimimidus. He'll be Metayel with us in Gan Eden, is the Lashon Chazal. Or by David HaMelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Metayel with him in Gan Eden. The word is Metayel, is strolling, but it's a Gan Eden way. Gan Eden doesn't have to take up a lot of space. It's also, but it's the, that's the way you express communion with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called Tiyul. Tiyul in Gan Eden, you're taking a stroll with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the way our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Gan Eden is. So therefore, Sukkah is a place to eat, drink, sleep, and to be metayel means, because it's a sense of communion, a sense of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Therefore, we understand clearly the vort why mitzvah is potter. This is really the Yikur Yisod.
Because mitzvah is potter, the reason mitzvah is potter is in all the other mitzvahs, this is a place you do the mitzvahs. Okay, so the more effort, the more you. The whole mitzvah here is to sense Gan Eden, and therefore tsar is a contradiction in terms of that. The whole word of Gan Eden is len, is to be nena miziv ashchina. So therefore the Gan Eden has to be a place where it's a very comfortable place. Otherwise it's not the message. It's not just the din to sit in the sukkah. The mitzvah of Gan Eden is the pshat, that it's to be nena. That's the essence of what the experience has to be. And therefore mitzvah would be a contradiction to what is. There's a me'ain Gan Eden here. And of course, by the way, the very fact that in the structure of the month you have Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and then you have Sukkot, we understand it has to be a progression. The Maharil has to be saying just Pashut. It's clear like that. How could it be? You can't go down after Yom Kippur. There it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in each person. Just to have a teal. Until now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dirsha Hashem B'Motzu, but it's a very intense emotional. It's the reconciliation. It's the apology. It's the making up. But the intimacy is Sukkos. We've been fighting with him all year. Baruch Hashem Yom Kippur, we finally have a reconciliation. But after the reconciliation, now it's talk of being together. That's a tayel eschem b'gan eden. That's the way of expressing the intimacy with Kaviyochel. It's called the teal in Gan Eden. So the Lashon the Ramah is very clear. Now, of course, we understand Ushpizim. They're there. That's there. That's exactly where they are. Pesach doesn't have the din of Ushpizim because that's the different madrega. It's a different madrega. This is the taste. This is a post Yom Kippur Tikkun din. It's a continuation of Dirshu Hashem B'Motzo. So Mamel, there's a din of Ushpizim here. Also, we can understand the Gemara says in Daf Tes, Kishem Shechal Shem Shemayim Al Chagiga. Shem Shemayim is Chal Al Sukkah. The Imam is here, like the Shem Shemayim is Chal on it. And another, the Shalom brings the Halacha, a very interesting thing. He says that a person should make a sign on the Sukkah. What's the north side? What's the south side? No, the next year when you rebuild the Sukkah, you should make sure that the place that was on the east side, next year is on the east side. You know, the direction should be the same. And he says, why? He says, why? I mean, that's not brought down in Halacha. He says, what's the reason? He says the reason is because it's like in the base in the Mishkan. When they built the Mishkan, every time they put it up again, whichever direction the Keresh was in, they rebuilt it again. So Bemis, it's like a Mishkan. It's each person's personal Mishkan. That's really what it is. It's our personal Mishkan. And that's the Shem Shemayim Eschal in that. So this each person's Sukkah becomes like a Mishkan. The Kubbalim say that it has the chumra of a sukkah has the same kedusha, kedushas beisach nesis, and just like kedushas beisach nesis, there's an issur of dvar betalim. So memela, that is a also
that's chal, that kedushas chal on a sukkah. There's a special dvar b'teil.
Where does that kedushas beisak nesis come from?
So kedushas beisak nesis comes from what? Comes from the shechina that was in the Mishkan, right?
But the Ramban says, and where did the shechina in the Mishkan come from? The shechina that was Yordal Har Sinai. And where was the shechina Yordal before it was Yordal Har Sinai?
Gan Eden.
That means that the Gan Eden is the Hashros, the shechina of Gan Eden, is what went into Sinai, which is Pasuk Zomos, and they become like Odom Rishon Koidom Achet, standing at Har Sinai, which in Mamela means they have the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Odom Rishon Koidom Achet, and therefore that becomes in Sinai, and that goes into the Mishkan, and that goes into the Migdish Ma'at, which is the Beis HaKnesses. Now I'm saying like this, therefore the din of Sukkah has all the halachas that whatever you'll find in anything that's in Beis HaKnesses is because it's a din of Migdish, and Migdish is because it's Sinai, and Sinai is because of Tashrosa Shechina that was originally in Gan Eden. So for Shteitzach, that halacha is there. Why do we get thrown out of Gan Eden? What was the one thing that the Chet, right? And what precipitated that Chet? What was the cause of doing that Chet? There was a Nochash starting. There was a Nochash over there, right?
And what was the chet of the nachash? Chet haloshin. That was the chet haloshin. Gemara said in Chagiga, that's the whole koyach, the chet of the nachash, the chet haloshin.
And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is saying there's a special isser of speaking loshin hara in the sukkahs because that's already jeopardizing the whole hashros hashchina like it happened first time. That's the one that the chet that was really poigim that began our whole being expelled from the original sukkah. From the original sukkah was the chet of haloshin, and that chet haloshin is the nachash of the symbol. Therefore, I'm saying he doesn't say in haloshin hilchos tefillin. He's not allowed us to speak. Be masik, be soch between tefillin and tefillin. He doesn't say kol shekein, don't talk loshen hara. That could be very irresponsible for someone who's writing, a monumental work in halacha. But over here, this is from the etzim halachas of sukkah, because the etzim halacha, it's not hilchos loshen hara, it's hilchos sukkah. And hilchos sukkah is that loshen hara is a contradiction in terms to what sukkah ought to be. So this we can now also explain. The Gemara says in Yod Aleph, the Gemara says that the sukkah, one man domer says, is on noni hakovid. Is a sukkah is the divine anon. You know which pasuk he brings from that? The aid yala min ha'aretz lahashka sasagan. The aid that went up, the cloud that went up in bereshis lahashka sasagan, is the pasuk that he brings to say that it's anon hakovid. So it's clear that the sukkah, the anoni hakovid, is that which was really from Gan Eden. And Gan Eden is, again, and from the anoni hakovid, it goes back into the sukkah. So really, sukkah, it goes from sukkah to Sinai it goes from Gan Eden to Sinai to Mishkan to sukkah. That's the din. Therefore, it's aid. That's what the halach of sukkah. The Gemara brings the pasuk that's anoni akovid. How do we know it's anoni akovid? The Gemara brings because aid yala min haaretz lahashka sasagan. A cloud went up to water the glan. It means the anoni akovid, the source of the anoni akovid, is also in Gan Eden. Maybe this now explains pshat in the Medrash Tanchuma that we asked. What's talking of pshat? Why do you take? You take the lulav. And the lulav is what? The lulav, we ask the kasha, the lulav is, and it says that has taste and no smell. What do you mean? The lulav doesn't have any taste. The dates are take a date. Because then the pshat's like this. The Arizal says there's a machloikis, the Arizal, and the Rosh. The Mokar is the Rosh. And it could be the Rambam is also the Mashma like this. The Shalot tries to reconcile them. And that is the Shalot. Where should you make the bracha on the Tilas Lulav? So it says you should make the bracha on the Tilas Lulav right before Halil. Like, what do we do? We do it in the Alpi Kabbalah. The Arizal says you should take it, should do it in the sukkah. So really the shalosh says what you should really do, according to everybody, is really you should daven in the sukkah. And after Shemone Esrei, before Hallel, is when you should take the lulav. That's what you should do. So now it's just a shaila. If you can't do that, which one is odif? Is it odif to do in the Beis HaKnesses, which I think is more of a hilkos brachos bigger than? Or is it because you should better do it? So Bems Chassidim take the dalad minim in the sukkah. Now that's odif. And the others, if you want to be yotzef, the brachos to make it somach or Hallel, so you do it over there. I think that's. But I'm saying the shalosh says the ideal way is you should be mekayim both. And one is really a hilchos brachos that could then. It's the brachim going on the nanuim, which are in Hallel, so you should make the brachos samuch to that. But I think that's, if you read the Rambam, I think the din of alna tilas lulav is kailul the kavana to be yaitzid nanuim also. I think that's why you have to do it near. It's not something because guys come late to shul, and it's not something everybody came late to shul, so therefore they've got a time to make sure you know you're running out. Klai still doesn't do stupid things. You know, the minig has a basis in halacha, so that's the bracha of anatilas lulav is chal. On the other hand, the ideal place to do it, not al tilchus brachas, al tilchus lulav, is to take it in the sukkah. So the shalos is to reconcile it. But Bemis and Arizal says no matter what, and that's what Hasidim do. You take it in the sukkah in the morning. Before you go to shul, if you're not davening in the sukkah, as it comes out, if you take the arba minim in the sukkah, and the sukkah is Gan Eden. In Gan Eden, there was tam eitz sukkah tam pirio. Everything had the tam eitz was the same as the tam pirio. So therefore, the lulav itself has tam eitz sukkah tam pirio. Therefore, the lulav has tam. Our kasha was the lulav doesn't have any tam. The Teretz says the lulav, in the way things are supposed to be. The way the things are supposed to be in the Etzem Tikkun in Gan Eden, things will go back to right. Everything was supposed to be Tam Eitz Sukkah Tam Pirio. Everything was supposed to be Tam Eitz Sukkah Tam Pirio. So in the ultimate Tikkun will be Tam Eitz Sukkah Tam Pirio. That's the way it's supposed to be. So since the lulav is the Madrega of Gan Eden, therefore it has the Madrega of Tam Eitz Sukkah Tam Pirio, and therefore we look at it not as a lulav without taste. We look at it as a lulav that doesn't, that has taste. So what about the aravos then? What are you going to say about the aravos and the hadassim? So apparently in Gan Eden they're also non-fruit. No, there's no on a non-fruit tree, on a non-fruit bearing tree. There's tam eitz, so it could be tam pirio, but it doesn't have tam. But on a fruit bearing tree, it's only an eitz pri oisa pri that it was supposed to be tam eitz or tam pirio. And this is supposed to be, and had Adam not done his sin, let me just say, better take a step further. I, Lamaisa, everything was not Tam Eitzuk Tam Pirio, but had Adam not done the sin, then everything would have been rectified, and it would have gone back to the Madrega of Tam Eitzuk Tam Pirio. Yeah, it's the Tikkun. Olam Haba. Olam Haba. That's the Gemara, right? That's really what the Gemara is saying, right? So it's the Tikkun also, right? So this now we can begin to understand the Kasha we asked that. On one hand, we have all this make believe by Sukkah. And on the other hand, we have the whole meaning of Sukkah that you need walls, you need other things. I think probably the best way to be masbid that is like this. To the human mind, the thing which seems eternal, there are two things that the human mind cannot conceive of as being created. We can intellectually, but we can't imagine it. We can just know it logically, but it's not something we can have any kind of understanding of, and any kind of grasp on. We intellectually, and that is time and space. The two things that are eternal to the human mind is time and space. What do you mean? What was God doing before He created the world? What do you mean there was no before? We can't imagine. What do you mean there was no before? We just think time is just
a line that just goes back ad infinitum. And space, what do you mean there was no? What do you mean there was no space? How could be no space? What is empty? So that's space. It's full. It's space. What we don't understand. So when we say Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created time and space, that's something we know to be true, but intellectual. But we can't visualize what it means without time and what's we can't imagine time and space are being created. In fact, there was a Goyish philosopher who somebody once asked us about the 13th century. They asked him, it was Sir Thomas More, I think. They asked him, what was God doing before he created the world? He said, he was thinking up of a Gehenna for anybody to ask that question. And that's really Chazal say, you're not supposed to go on Ochor. You know, you're not supposed to figure out Ochor Vekodem, like what was before. The Pshat is because we know for sure, Kaviyochol created time and space. It's only that we cannot imagine what it means time, but we know it's a fact that there's Einoid Movado, there's no time, no space. That's a created phenomenon, time and space. So really, in our visual perception, time and space are eternal. They're just eternal. And in time and space, God is there and we're there, but we and God both exist. Well, in the world that we imagine, in our sensory world, in the way we perceive, this time is an eternal thing, space is limitless and bound. And by the way, I mean, what they know now, the size of space, I mean, you can imagine, it almost seems limitless. I mean, they talk about hundred thousands of light years. You know what that, I mean, talk about the I mean, I don't know how many billions and trillions of miles. They already know space is that long. I mean, it's unbelievable. So you understand the human mind, it just must be, there's probably no limit to it. I mean, I can understand that people, there's just no limit to it. What happened? And we couldn't understand, what does it mean there's no space? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. What do you mean no space? So in the world in which we live, there's really, we, most of us view Kaviyochol as he exists, he created us, we're totally dependent on him. But the very hard thing that it's very hard for us to imagine and visualize, to experience, is that he created time and space. That we don't do. The notion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created time and space is not he created it, he is time and space. And there's a name for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that name is called Mokom. Whenever we say the word Mokom, we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Mekomo Shaloyalom, which means that the world exists within his reality. It's not that he created space, it's not that space is eternal, but rather he created space, and therefore space, everything really exists within his reality. That's the name Mokom. It's very interesting. If you get to begin to understand when we use the word Mokom, you get some understanding. You know, you go to an oval and all of a sudden you hear HaMokom Yenachem Escha. Mokom. Rachmon. Menachem. HaMokom. It's such a parvin name. It's like this. It's like, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, what's up is HaMokom Yenachem Escha. He used one of the names from the Hekel, Rachum Chanun. I mean, person suffering. Something compassionate, something to empathize, something to hamokum. Like it's a very place. It doesn't have itself have any holiness. Not only it's not a name of God that's nimchuk, that's not nimchuk. It doesn't have any holiness in the word hamokum. It does not have one to shame us with any holiness. So it's like such a funny way of saying it. And also doesn't express the man has a problem. That there's a tremendous illness. I mean, he's suffering. So hamokum. Pshat is. What you're really saying, HaMokom Yenachem Eschem, is that if you really understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created space and that space exists within his reality, then the person who died is not really, and he didn't go away from you, you're still existing in the same place. If a person would be going, nobody would sit shiv if the kid goes to Israel. Or let's say 100 years ago, when a person sent their kid to Israel or sent their kid from Russia to the United States, they never expected to see them, but they didn't sit shiva. Not the parents didn't sit shiva, and the children didn't sit shiva. Because somehow there's a feeling we're existing in the same continent, we're living in the same medium, even though we're far away, but we're living in the same medium, so there's no... Death is like this feeling of death that is because death, as they say in English, departed. You know, he left. He's in a different place. Like, he's living in a different reality, in a different place. Not just in, you know, not within the same place that we live. So that already is mechayev, a tremendous feeling of loss. But if you understand that really we're living within the same place, then there's no real sense of loss. That's the word hamakom hayinachem eschem, because makom is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is made on that we all space really exists within his reality. He's makomo shalolam. He's makomo shalolam. By the way, the Av who brings this out, brings this to the bear, and who best understood this midah and is the Av of this is Yaakov Avinu. That's why Vayifka b'makom, and also over there he's makapel the whole thing under Eretz Yisrael and everything. He's makomo shalolam. The Yaakov Avinu is masig that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makomo shalolam, that space is not an eternal thing, space is just a finite thing that exists within, it's an illusion, it's really an illusion of infinity, but it's really something that's created, and he relates to that. That's why he's the Av of Yichud, Yaakov Avinu, he's Yichud. Yaakov Nosa Sukosa. Yaakov is also the Av of Sukkos. The Pshat, in that's the way now we understand. On one hand, we have a sense of space. You need walls, you need size of the walls, you need the Sukkos should have size. But in order that we should get the message that really we're living within his space, that space exists within God, which is clear in Gan Eden, is certainly Masa. Gan Eden is that we are living within Kaviyochel, therefore Sukkah, that's Gan Eden, as it's not a that paradox is reconciled. Because if on one hand we because we're physical, we need some sense of space. On the other hand, we have to remind ourselves, because otherwise it's not good enough just to imagine in Gan Eden. You can't live in the reality in Gan Eden that the world is eternal. You can't live in that reality, because that's mamish astira to Gan Eden. That's like we're today. Then we're not totally enveloped by a Kodesh Baruch. We're not totally together with him. Because in our physical world, we imagine he's there and we're there, and there's something outside of them. The whole word of Gan Eden is that the place is Kaviyochel also. And that the whole word, where I am, is also a Chelek Elokai Mimal. It's also a Gilui of Elokus. It's not that there's he and we, and there's God and man, and then places a different medium. Its place itself is godliness in of itself. And therefore, the union of Gan Eden has to be where you have to remind yourself and become aware that space is only Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu. Bereishis Bara is Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu, that the Bereishis, the creation of time and space, is only created by God. And therefore, the Mimer of God says, there's a wall there. The Mimer of God says, there's no wall there. The Mimer of God says, you don't need a wall. The Mimer of God says the schach comes down. That's because all physical reality is only a Mimer Hashem. It's only God's, it's only a Kaviyochel's Mimer that creates the reality of space. And therefore, but since we have the difficulty of imagining space is God's Mimer, but in Gan Eden that's not good enough, because Gan Eden means I have to understand that I'm living in God's world. It's not just I'm living the world in the medium where he and we are, because that's the way we feel in the physical world. We have to understand we're living in God's world, that the world itself is him. And therefore, good. On the other hand, we're still human, and there's some sense of physicality or separateness, and therefore we have a sense of the physical, but at the same time, we're getting clear messages that it's a miraculous kind of existence, that all time, space is, you know, the miracles that we have, like on Yom Kippur, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, things didn't take up space. Makam Aron is Eina Min HaMinyan, the Gemara says. It also didn't take up space because in Kaviyachal's presence, there's no Makam for space. There's an illusion, it looks like, but at some level we have to be conscious at the same time it's not real. We have to see it, but at the same time we shouldn't think that it's real. So if you do a little bit of mathematics, or you take a string, you measure the north to south side, and you got 10 amas, you got 20 feet, and then you measure from the north side of the Aron to the north wall, you got 10, and from the south side of the Aron to the south, you got 10, and then the Aron itself took up 5 feet, I'm going with the sense that an amah is 2 feet, then something doesn't make sense. So on one hand, I know that it's created, but it does have an appearance of space. Not that it didn't look like there was a space over there. It looked as the space, and it looked like things fit in. But so you need both. And all the way, whenever we're dealing in Kaviyochel's presence, then we have the sense of no space, and yet we deal with enough reality of space, but to enough non-reality to know that space itself is only an illusion. Then we understand we're really living in his reality. And by the way, you learn out the din of sukkah, the height of the sukkah. The Gemara learns out in Daf Hey. The Gemara learns out from the height of the Aron and the Kapirus, and that's talking the place where it's Eino Min HaMinyan. But that doesn't mean that there wasn't measurements. There were measurements. It had measurements. But on the other hand, it exists in a medium in which there are no it doesn't have any dimensions. So therefore, that paradox is what a person who has to feel he's living God's reality has to sense. Therefore, it's not a coincidence that we have all the halacha Moshe Mishinah is creating imaginary space and the halacha telling us that there's tangible, because that we have to have that reconciliation. You can't live with both. You just can't live with the feeling that knowing, because otherwise the human mind feels that it's living in a medium that's not God. So therefore, by creating the halacha reality, we understand that all space is a reality. Therefore, I would just like to suggest that it may not be so posh that they bring down that there's a hiddur mitzvah to make a sukkah that should have four solid walls. I don't know that should be a hiddur mitzvah. Not so sure that should be such a hiddur mitzvah to do that. And that's in the Gemara, we don't find that hiddur mitzvah. So it could be that maybe it's a hiddur mitzvah because it looks nicer. But if you do that, you have to make sure some way of keeping in mind that this aspect, and a hit or miss was not likely to be something that should detract from one of the important hasagas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekom HaShalom, saying Sukkos is the Gilui, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekom HaShalom. That's what Yaakov is Nasa Sukkos. That's why by Yaakov is the Avodah, because this is the Gilui is Mekom HaShalom. And not only that, the Halach itself, the Torah says Sukkah, basukkas, basukkas, as many of that's supposed to be. And the Gemara said, also hilchus, so in the halacha of Moshe Mishinai itself, there was a gili, even from a giron, even from the mikra itself, there was a subtraction against the reality of the psukkah. I'm just thinking that maybe there's taka shouldn't be so poshut that there should be a, and that's nice sukkah. Yeah, the things the Gemara tells, all those beautiful things hanging up, that's taka wonderful, nice sukkah. But it's not so clear that nice sukkah, that hit or mitzvah should include. And if it does, because it's nice, it still needs something for sure to keep in mind. For sure to keep in mind that there that space is not, you're not living in your own space. And in order to get that feeling that we're living in Gan Eden, Taka needs that sense of that space is a finite, is space is only an illusion. Maybe it's possible to accomplish that without using halacha Moshe Mishinai, but it's certainly something that you're going to have to remember. If you make a sukkah, a normal house with normal walls and everything else, I think you're losing an enormous aspect of sukkah. And therefore, in order to do that, you're going to have to at least replace that with thinking. Otherwise, I can't possibly see how that could be a hit or miss. Because you're losing one of the main, you can't have feeling Gan Eden, because, yeah, I'm living in a wonderful, I have my place. Yeah, and the Shekhinah is out there. No, it's not. The place itself has to be understood that is the Shekhinah itself. And that's why you have to see up, and you have to talk to see the Shach. You have to be able to see the sense it's talk of being in a Gan. And all the decorations are in order to give the feeling of a Gan.
Enochinami. It's not just the, you wouldn't be hanging this up in your roof, in your room. And even though the normal din of nice sukkah is to bring down the kelim you use in the house, but the whole vort of sukkah is gone, and therefore the minig Yisrael is, in order to reinforce, you look up and you see, looks like an orchard. This is growing, that's growing, that's growing. Well, that gives you the feeling of Gan Eden. There's a din by sukkah, leman yedu darosechem, and there's a special din of das besukkah. There's a special din of das besukkah. Like the Bach says, like in the Torah, it's mashed, a special din of das, leman yedu. So that's the pshat that goes taka, going back to Gan Eden, the tikkun of the ched is, you know, taka zeichet to das. The Torah says, a sukkah teishu shivas jamin kol ezach yisrael teishu. And even from the Gemara and Bezal and Bezal Mashmah, that there's certain halachas you learn out from Laman Yedu, but in Torah, and the Bach says on Torah, like there's a special din of Sukkah, Laman Yedu Dorosechem, special din taka of Das. That's where the din of Das comes from.